Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance and joined right now by Dr. Dre. No, not that one. Dr. Andre Snellings, ESPN senior writer. Yeah. You know what I think of whenever this song comes on, right, Key? Say it every
Man,
time.
Man, this thing be banging.
No question. But you know, I mean, you don't think, immediately I think of Belly. I can't help it. Belly. Like, in my mind, whenever this song comes on, the video is that slow-mo with the eyes and everything in the club. Dr. Dre, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Y'all always bring me on Crunk. You talking about Belly with the eyes. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving it.
Andre, let me give you the following scenario, okay? And you tell me what you think. I'm going to give you no information about the league this year, who's on what team, except the following. And you need to answer the question, yes or no, that team has a chance to win a championship, okay?
Okay.
LeBron James is playing at a very high level. Anthony Davis is healthy. They have competent NBA shooting, a rotation that goes 7 or 8 deep, and the number one defense in the league. And even if you dispute that, certainly a top 5 defense. Can you rule that team out from winning a championship, Dr. Andre Snellings?
You cannot, especially in a Western Conference that's as flat as this one is. You know, like this isn't like the East where you've got three teams that are just head and shoulders ahead of everybody else. In the West, the line between the Nuggets at 1 and whoever wins this play-in game is very small. So, a team with those, especially something you didn't add, is that team just won a championship 2.5 years ago around that same core. So yes, I mean, they've got a shot at it.
What is it that they need to do, though, Dre, to finish the deal outside of getting through, you know, Golden States and Suns and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, that's what it comes down to. So this Lakers team, full disclosure, before the season started, I picked the Lakers and the Warriors as my Western Conference Finals. And I have caught wreck for it all year. My Twitter mentions have just been in shambles when the Lakers started off 3-15 or whatever they were. But I felt like they had a chance to win because they've got that core. They needed two things. They needed to be healthy, and they needed competent shooting around them. They've got the shooting now. They currently are healthy. So now they've just got to play. You know, they've got to stay healthy, and they've got to defeat those teams. I think they have a chance to, but we don't have a big track record with this squad, just like we don't have a big track record with the Suns. So we just kind of have to watch it play out.
You mentioned the Suns. Should KD and the Suns be favored to win it all, even though you had Golden State and the Lakers, and obviously the Lakers – changed up the roster a little bit, and Golden State's just now getting Wiggins back off a little bit of a hiatus?
So I do not have the Suns as my favorite to win at all. I'm not even sure I have them as my favorite to win the West, but I've got the Bucks as my favorite to win it all. I feel like whoever comes out between the Bucks and then the Celtics versus the 76ers, they're the three best teams, in my opinion, in the NBA based off the body of what we saw this regular season. The Suns, we've got 8 games to work with, and so I need more than that before, you know, it's kind of like that Brooklyn Nets syndrome. Like, we've seen, you know, we saw KD and Kyrie and Harden play a few games together here and there and then expect them to come together to win a championship. That was a big ask.
But wait, Dr. Andre Snellings, stop right there. The only reason the Nets didn't mop the floor with the whole NBA was injury. Let's not forget, the Bucks were being embarrassed by the Nets when Kyrie was healthy. They didn't even have James Harden. If Harden and Kyrie were healthy, the Bucks wouldn't have won a single game. Then Kyrie goes down. Harden comes limping back. They still went seven games, Dre.
Yeah, I don't think you can project that because of where the Bucks were in their origin story, right? You know, like they were still at the we're trying to break through phase, and they still, honestly, let's call it what it is. They had their nerves going. But you've seen this Bucks team. They'll get beat by 57 points on Monday and come back and win
back.
On Wednesday.
They're resilient. It's true.
And so, you know, I don't think just because they got blown out in that first game before Kyrie got hurt.
Then they
I don't
lost
think
again.
Yeah, and then they lost again. But then they came back and won the next two.
Without Kyrie. Right?
Yeah, I know.
No Kyrie,
saying,
no Harden.
Hey, if it was the fifth, we'd all be drunk.
Right,
like,
but it's about injury. That's it. That's the reason the Nets didn't run the table that year. No one was going to take them seven games. Let's just be honest.
I mean, you can say that, but, I mean, you know.
They got hurt, dude. They went seven without anybody except. Okay, so let's get
to the
Suns.
What my kids say, if you ain't got video, it didn't happen.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's true. Let's go to the Suns, though. They're 8-0 with KD.
They are.
But, Dre, it goes beyond that. KD has won across two different conferences on two different teams with two different support, you know, players around him. He's 25 of his last 27. Andre, he's playing defense like he did before the Achilles. He's shooting first player in history to go 55, 40, 90, right? Like, he's almost been any group of players he's playing with has almost been unbeatable over 27 games, and now he's with Booker and CP3 and Ayton and these guys. You really don't think they're the favorites?
They're not my favorites. Not like you just said, 27 games total across two different franchises, eight games with these current cats. I mean, we saw with the Suns last year, right? The clock struck 12 when Chris Paul turned 37. And all of a sudden, his game got cut in half. You know, like, I've never seen anybody age that fast.
He's not lying.
And so, you know, we see, I mean, they have, unfortunately, you don't want to say this, but they have a mad injury history. And so, you know, even outside of learning to play together, there are other factors in there. I can't make them my favorite to win it all. You know, perhaps to come out of the West, but even that I'm not sure about.
Andre Snelling, ESPN senior writer, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. So, Dre, how much pressure, though? We're talking about the Suns. We know what KD is all about. How much pressure's on Kevin Durant, though, to not only, if he sees the Golden State Warriors, to beat the Warriors based on all the history and joining the team and da-da-da-da-da and all the haters, but also having what I would call his own team now in the Suns in trying to win a championship. How much this year, how much pressure's on him?
The pressure that's on him is because the clock is ticking, right? Like, we just got done talking about Chris Paul. KD himself has had major injuries every year since he tore that Achilles. So the fact that you've got this team where two of the best players are well into their mid-30s, you know, Chris Paul's in his late 30s, they need to win as soon as possible. So that's where that pressure comes from. And the fact that you know, he's had his history with the Warriors, and some people respect it, some people don't. He says he doesn't care about legacy anymore, but it certainly appears that he does. So there's definitely going to be pressure that way. And, you know, nobody's talking about it. They're starting off against the Clippers and his old frenemy, Russell Westbrook. So, you know, right from the gate, he's going to have to put up if he really, you know, wants to carry the Suns as far as they can go.
Andre Snelling, ESPN senior writer. I want to bounce this one off you, okay, Dre?
With the deal.
So when you look at Kevin Durant, his size, his shooting ability, his defense, his passing ability now, and the lanes are always available to him because of his size and wingspan and everything, his willingness to play the game like perfectly the right way all the time, the fact that he doesn't need the ball, the fact that any team ever, if he joins it, gets better without even needing any time for chemistry, he's just additive all the time. He ought to be the best player who ever lived, right? He ought to be, but he's not really in that conversation. Right? No one really, he's not really in the MJ LeBron. He's not really in that conversation. So, and my point is this. In my view, that's because we already know he's one of the goodest players who ever lived. His quality is beyond question. But what he didn't prove by joining a 73-win team that came within a hair of winning back-to-back titles is the greatness, right? Like Muhammad Ali was the goodest heavyweight ever before exile. Then he came back, and when he was no longer at his best, we saw he's also the greatest heavyweight ever. So I'm looking for that greatness. I think people are, whether they realize it or not, in KD. Okay, KD, now it's a level playing field. Now your crew is good. It's just as good as the other guys, but no, you don't have an overwhelming advantage. Can you still do it then, right? Isn't that what's on the line for him right now?
For a lot of people, it is. You know, the way you described it is not how I look at goodest versus greatest. I look at your impact on the court, how much does it lead towards championships, and I try to quantify that. And we have stats for that. We talk about that a lot when I'm on the show with the plus-minus stats. And KD has never been on the level of the LeBrons, of the even the Steph Currys, when you look at the impact he has on an individual team on a quantifiable level. But that's nerd stats. So if he were to come in and the Suns were to win, I think a lot of people would look at it the way that you look at it. So,
but I want to go to your nerd stats, Andre. I want to go to the nerd stats because you're right. It's not coming from nowhere. Steph Curry and KD were on the same team at the same time in their primes. KD was clearly better than Steph. He was the number one option. So KD is above Steph, right? Except that, you're right, it's a team game. And Steph's influence on a team, not just plus minus, building the culture, the ball doesn't stick, creating extra space, has led to greater success, team success, than KD so far in their careers. So that this who gets farther right now, the Warriors or the Suns, will have an enormous influence in terms of the way these two are remembered, because we know it's the LeBron era. Who was his chief rival? Was it LeBron Steph or LeBron KD? Doesn't this season determine that?
Determine is too strong a word. So the thing with Steph, even when he was playing with KD, like, KD was scoring more points. And so people say, well, that means he was the number one option. Not necessarily.
Exactly.
Steph being on the court meant, you know, that KD was operating in much easier spaces than he ever had in his career. And so Steph's presence was still having a huge impact, whether he scored 25 and KD scored 29 or vice versa. For me, I don't necessarily look at that and say, okay, well, this season is going to determine if KD was better. Steph and the Warriors just won again last season. So kind of like KG said when they won the championship with Boston, like, Steph is certified. Like, I don't think that this season is going to change it one way or the other. It can make a big difference how people look KD.
In terms of how they're ranked in history, one over the other, like, in the end, you know, barbershop talk, you know, water cooler talk, you're going to have a ranking. And Steph wins this year, he's going to start to shoot up that top 10. If KD does, though, without Steph for the first time, because of everything he brings, you don't think that determines
some,
too strong a word. Strongly influenced?
Some people's eyes are already, Max, he's in that top 10. You keep him outside because you just.
Let's say he's 10. Let's say he's 10. I'm not putting him 3, but I'm saying, Key, where they all slot in. This has a would it be fair to say it has
people would like to see, and Andre, you know this, they want to see Kevin Durant win a championship without the Golden State Warriors. If he had won a championship in OKC and then joined the Warriors, people wouldn't even have this conversation. This conversation on KD wouldn't even happen if he'd have just won one.
Yep.
But everybody wants to see him do it without Golden State, so they can finally say, oh, see, he can win one without it, which to me doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
Yeah, see, like, again, that's not how I judge things, but still, even if that is how you look at things, Steph won before KD got there. He won with KD. He won after KD.
Yep.
So I don't think KD winning one championship without Steph all of a sudden means, oh, he has to shoot way past him. I don't have KD in my top 10. I've got him, he's in, like, maybe the 15-ish range.
Oof.
So, you know, because to me that impact is important. He hasn't shown it, and he's getting to be kind of long in the tooth to have never shown that.
I hear you. I'm not arguing against that idea. I'm just saying I think we're seeing it actually very much the same way and drawing different conclusions about what this season therefore means. Andre Snellings, you can catch Andre on ESPN Radio tomorrow co-hosting an NBA preview special with Q Myers beginning at 4 p.m. Eastern. All right, Andre, we need you for your lock in your finals matchup right now. Lock It In is brought to you by Gorilla for the toughest jobs on planet Earth. Lock It In, finals matchup.
All right, you caught me in a hot take mood. I'm going to go Milwaukee Bucks against Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, I love it.
Don't let me bully you into that, man. Say it with your chest.
Stats. I had the Lakers in the conference finals before the season started when they were getting self-checked because they didn't have nobody on the team that could shoot a three. So, you know, now they got that. You know what? I'm going to roll with them.
Also a disaster for KD, by the way. That would be, in my opinion. All right. Andre Snellings, ladies and gentlemen. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Can any of these underdogs win a first-round series in the NBA. That's coming up, KJM.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
John, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and it is time, as you heard, to play Real or Not Real. This is underdogs who can win their first round series. Nuno.
Let me switch it up real quick. Real or Not Real, this has been a long, long week.
Real.
Very real.
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 You know what did it? It did the Lakers having a late start and going to overtime in the middle of the week.
Set you back for a week, Max?
Dude, just like your story you told about last night, dinner didn't start till 9 o'clock. You got to get up at 1 in the morning. Yeah, when the game starts at 10 and goes to overtime, it's just brutal getting up at 4.
What have we been – how long have we been on the show now? 3 hours and some change?
Yeah.
I probably gave you about 5 – I probably gave about 10 yawns.
Like, yeah. By the way, I got Max on boxing and this just in after this, and then finally the weekend eventually.
Yeah, I'm working on fumes, but I'm doing good. I'm rolling.
Sometimes when you work on fumes, you get loose. You know, like sometimes you get your best stuff working on fumes. Go ahead.
All right, real or not real, the winner of the Thunder T-Wolves can win their first round series against the Nuggets. Real or not real?
Not real. I don't think so. I think the Nuggets can take care of business just because – there's a lot of pressure on Denver to get, especially Jokic, to show that he can have great performances in the playoffs, and I think this is a perfect opportunity against them, especially with if the Pelicans win, the Zion situation. Then, obviously, I don't know what they do with Cat if Minnesota wins because Rudy Gobert, its situation, you know, right about now, they might not even play him the way he's supposed to be played.
I'm going to say real. I wouldn't bet on them, but I can't say they. It's not one of those series where you go, no, they have no chance. No, they got a chance. They got the winner of the playing game.
But it's
has
not
a
no chance, Max. It's a yes or a no.
No. He's saying, what? Phrase the question again, Nuno.
Real or are not real underdogs who can win their
can
first,
win. Yeah, can I think win, they yes. could. I think they could. I think that's real. I just don't believe. I need to look. Jokic is a fantastic player normally, right? I can't get out of my mind the way they lost to the Lakers in the bubble after coming all the way back on the Clippers and it was behind Jamal Murray, right? You need your best player to be your best player when it gets thick, and Jokic hasn't done that yet.
But you got to think, though, Max, because of it's intensified over the last year about who he is in the postseason.
Yeah, he might do it.
That he turns it up, just at least in this series, he turns up the notch a little bit.
I got to see it, though.
Maybe.
I hear you. I just got to see it, though. Because I don't think I don't think Ant Edwards is going to be MIA again on the offensive side.
All right, real or not real, the winner of the Bulls-Heat game tonight on ESPN Radio that you can hear it on have a chance against the Bucks.
Not real.
Man, not real. Why would you even put that in there?
Bucks are the best team in the East, but the only teams with the chance against them are the Celtics and Sixers.
All right, real or not real, the Hawks have a chance against the Celtics in their first-round series.
Not real again. I mean, they don't have enough. They got some. I know they went out to Miami and showed out against Jimmy Butler and company, but I think the Celtics got too much.
Yeah, not real. By the way, everyone's like, oh, the East is better than the West. I disagree. I think the best team is in the West. I suspect that's the Suns. Maybe the second best team's in the East. That's the Bucks. I think the third best team's probably the Warriors. That's in the West. I also think that the East is less interesting, because there are only three teams with a shot, whereas in the West, seven teams have a shot. So But it's in the Eastern Conference, man. If you're not the Celtics or Sixers or Bucks, you ain't going to beat one of those three teams.
All right. Real and not real. The Lakers
real.
And LeBron, who's as of right now would be the first time ever in his career that he would be an underdog in a first-round series, can win their first-round series against the Grizzlies.
Didn't you hear me say real before you even got it out your mouth?
Yeah, but let me finish the question.
Of course, Homer. It's real. All right, super Homer, and don't mind saying it.
Yeah,
I think it is real. You mentioned LeBron James and a healthy Anthony Davis, so those two. But you got Malik Beasley and company. I don't think D'Angelo Russell will be in witness protection this time around because it's favorable, a little more favorable for him because he's not going up against big guards like that. He can do what he needs to do. And then it's just like you talk about Jokic. You talk about some guys that got to show up in the playoffs. And Anthony Davis has, obviously, in the bubble when he won the championship. But he's got to play. He's got to show up. This is about him as much as it is about the Lakers team. Because if he has a poor series at all, it's not going to be pretty for him if the Lakers get bounced.
It is real. But I want to say this. There's a reason that LeBron, even though he's with AD and a decent, you know, he has competent shooting and an excellent defense and a solid coach, right? There's a reason he's the underdog for the first time in his career. And it doesn't just have to do with the quality of the opponent. It's that he doesn't occupy the same place in the game that he used to. And even though, yeah, we know that it's been coming for a while. Look, what do you expect? He's 100 years old. Of course, it's incredible he's still where he is. But sometimes that needs to be said. Like even 3-4 years ago, it was different. And this is an acknowledgement, the odds, that he's not quite the same. That said, with the chips on the line, maybe he still is the same. Let's wait and see.
Yeah, and I think also if he would have started off new with this team, the start of the season.
Yeah, different.
The conversation would be different.
He wouldn't be playing them right now. He'd be a higher seed.
It'd be a much different conversation.
All right, last one, and we can finish up the other ones in the 9 o'clock hour, so tune in. Real or not real, the Nets can win their first-round series against the 76ers.
Not real. I think that Doc and Embiid, along with James Harden, they got a lot to prove. There's no real answer for Embiid right now on the Nets, so I like their chances. I don't think – yeah, the Nets are a cute little story. It's a playoff team, but the Sixers are a better basketball team.
Do you know what Embiid is about to do to the Nets?
Yeah.
There's no – as you said, there's no matchup for him. There's no answer for him. He's about to do his thing. And the Nets, by the way, in that – given the way it all fell apart, did very well in terms of building a foundation,
so
setting
it's
a foundation.
A cute story, yay.
But that's going forward. That ain't right now. Miles Bridges, apologies to Miles Bridges, has been amazing, but, you know. Real or not real, brought to you by Union Pacific. Get your career on track with the Union Pacific Railroad. Apply at up.jobs/sports. Are the Giants starting to suffer from the disease of me?
What?
The me disease. After this message from FanDuel.
And, I can't help you now. I don't have it.
Yeah, I can't do it either because I still don't have
Wait,
it.
I don't have it.
Eventually, you may hear something about FanDuel, but it's not going to be right now. We'll talk to you in a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Grand slams, no hitters, and double plays are back. They put it on the screen. Key, I got it. And there's no better place to get in on the MLB action than FanDuel, America's number one sports book. That's because right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Just go to FanDuel.com/play to sign up. FanDuel, official partner of Major League Baseball.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Key, Michael Lombardi, former NFL GM, on his GM Shuffle pod, about Saquon Barkley and Dexter Lawrence. Saquon Barkley, everyone knows, on the Giants. Dexter Lawrence, for those who don't, you know, is not a glamour position, defensive tackle. Dexter Lawrence, what would you say, fair to say, top five defensive tackle in the NFL? Like, that dude is a lot.
Yeah, he's a space eater.
A lot.
Big old large man.
They're skipping voluntary workouts, Saquon and Dexter. The, quote, disease of me is creeping into the Giants locker room after Daniel Jones's big deal, according to Michael Lombardi, with Barkley and Dexter Lawrence skipping workouts. Dable needs to snuff this out because this team is not good enough to deal with these issues. Bucky Brooks tweeted, this happens when you, quote, overpay the QB1. The locker room knows if the QB is special or not. When the team pays franchise money for a manager plus, in quotes, manager plus, it's hard for the stars to settle for lesser pay. Game recognized game. He pluralized recognizes. Game recognizes game. Really the expression, I think, Yates, you can co-sign this. It's recognized game. Game
recognized. What did he say?
Simple. It's a simple thing.
He added an S to make it, like, grammatically correct, but actually, in fact, the slang would be grammatically incorrect. You wouldn't say game recognizes game. You'd say game recognized game.
Yeah, game recognized game, and not game recognizes game.
No. Right. It's like the nerds who say 11 RBI. What do you mean RBI? You mean RBIs? No, it's runs
Bucky,
batted in, so technically, stop it, nerds.
Yeah, Bucky, my man, but he ain't, you know.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, Max.
Giants got to fix it or it could wreck the squad in 23. I understand what he's saying with these points. You know, let's take these one at a time, Key.
Yes.
What do you think about the disease of me point Michael Lombardi is making in the Giants locker room?
He's a general manager first, and I love Mike. Mike's one of my good general manager buddies in all of the league when he used to be a GM. He's a general manager, so he wants his players in the building. The Giants, it's voluntary workouts, man. This is not 1985. The players are working out in many different places and getting the same and better results than they do in the offseason in their facilities. And I know Parcells is pulling his hair out right now because he doesn't want to hear it. And neither is Belichick. They want to see their guys. I get it. But it's changed. It's not the same as it was 15 years ago. The collective bargaining agreement says that. This is why players go to Miami, to Arizona, here in California, to Las Vegas, because they want to enjoy their time off in the offseason. Okay? It doesn't mean that they're not going to work, especially guys like Barkley and Lawrence. You don't think Barkley is working his tail off in the offseason?
I don't think you have anything to worry about with the kind of shape that Saquon comes in. Right.
Nothing at all.
This is not Ezekiel Elliott, who sometimes, he needs to – Saquon Barkley is probably the greatest physical specimen at the position who ever lived.
It was the funniest thing. I'll tell you a quick Keyshawn Johnson, Bill Parcells story. So Bill told me, he goes, you know, I want you to come in and give me 40 days in your workouts or whatever in off-season condition. I'm like, okay, cool, I'll come and give you 40 days or whatever. Gave him his 40 days, whatever the case is. But he wanted to – make sure that I was in shape. So he tried to, John Lott, our strength and conditioning coach, and I had a giant weight room in my house at the time. He sends the strength and conditioning coach out to L.A. to check me out to make sure I was doing everything I was supposed to be doing. So John Lott puts me on the Stairmaster, but he's got his own program worked up. And he got teed off at me because he flew all the way to L.A. to put me on my treadmill and on my Stairmaster with his own workout. And it was like a crazy workout, like a Carl Lewis workout. I didn't break a sweat. He was so mad that he wasted his time coming out. It was the funniest thing ever, because they assume that if you're not in the building, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. And that's not true. These guys are professionals. They are professionals. This is not a year ago when a new head coach and Brian Daboll, and they need to be there to figure out the offensive game plan and the defensive scheme. This is totally different. They got that under their belt now. So, yeah, it's not a big deal, not at all. I think Brian Daboll knows what he's doing.
So that's the first part of it, the disease of me. I also don't see it there. I understand Michael Lombardi's concern.
He's a general manager.
It. Yeah, but but the concern is a real concern. You
no,
know, things
it's
broke
not, Max.
Things broke just right for them last year. They're not such a talented team that they can afford cracks. But
you guys are
– wait, I'm not –
It's your team. I'm going to let you go. It's your team.
Okay, good.
And I know the way you feel.
So I understand what he's saying. I just don't think it applies in this situation. Like, the concern is real. Whoa, wait a minute. You guys overachieved last year. Make sure you don't take anything for granted now. You start acting like you've done something. I get all that. But in this case, Saquon Barkley was hit with a franchise tag. He doesn't want to play under the franchise tag, of course.
Of course.
Of course. That's easy. And Dexter Lawrence is one of the best players in the league at his position and may also feel like, as you said, he doesn't want to show up at a certain time because it's unnecessary and also maybe wants to get paid. They drafted him in 2019. It's 2023.
Max, it's your team and I love you to death. Mm. Enjoy working with you.
Yeah.
You think they went to offseason conditioning under Joe Judge? Probably, right?
Yeah, Dexter Lawrence was younger and Joe Judge was impossible. So, yeah, go ahead.
Right? How did that work out for him?
Not good.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I see it the same. I get it. I'm listening to what you're saying. I agree. I'm just saying I get why someone might be concerned. I just think it's misplaced in this point, because it's not really what's happening here. Now, there was another point, though, that was made that I think was interesting about when you pay. Who made the other point about Daniel Jones? It's not up on the screen right now. It's Bucky Brooks. That's right.
Yeah, Bucky.
When you overpay QB1, I get it. Game recognized game. I said this about Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. Like, you know, a lot of ballers on that team. The worst thing that could happen is they start thinking, he's not one of us. But I don't know about this guy, right? When you pay a guy franchise money, then other elite players at their position, Saquon, Dexter Lawrence, or two of them, would be like, oh, time out. That dude got paid. What about me? But he didn't get franchise money, Daniel Jones. That's, as you would say, fake franchise money. He got 2 years guaranteed out of the 4 year deal at $83 million. You want to go look at what the top of the market looks like? This ain't no top of the market deal. He didn't even just
$41.5 million in the first 2 years. $41.5 million a year, first year, second year. So yeah, that's basically his real money.
Top quarterbacks get paid $50 million a year and get guaranteed 4 years. He gets paid $40 million a year and got guaranteed 2 years. That's not. Oh my God, this is the franchise guy type money. So I don't really see where it's a problem.
I think for people like Bucky, it feels like there wasn't a restraint to pay, a resistance, so to speak, to pay Daniel Jones whatever he got. It feels that way.
Yeah, right? I think Bucky's point is a good one. I think that dynamic exists when that happens.
But it does not exist when it happens.
If that's you pay a mediocre dude top of the market, you don't think some players on the team be like, come on, man, now there's less money for me?
If he was a mediocre player, he wouldn't have got 40-something million.
I'm with you on that, too.
So
he's had a good season.
And he's a quarterback. They didn't give the punter 40-something million. They gave a quarterback, a starting quarterback in the National Football League, that led a team to a playoff victory in the city of New York. Okay? They're going to get paid. That's just the reality of it. Saquon Barkley is a star running back, one of the top three running backs in the league. One or two or three, depending on who you're asking.
Yeah.
And he's going to get paid based on the position that he plays. And Lawrence, the same thing. He's going to get paid based on the position that he played.
Middle of the season, I said on this show, Giants need to get out ahead of this and give Daniel Jones 3 years, 75 right now. And you said, Max, that's not going to get it done. And I said, already? And you said no. I said, okay, fine, 30. Not you said, and by the end of the season, you were saying he's going to get little over 40, which is exactly what he got. But in fact, you thought he was going to get an extra year than he actually got. His deal, for people looking at it who know what they're seeing, came in probably a little team-friendly, if anything.
Well, Daniel Jones is not the type of individual who's going to put up a stink to argue one more year. Like, it's just certain guys are like, okay, I want to be liked. I want to be liked by the organization. I want to be liked by the fan base. I want to be liked by, you know, the city. I need the team to like me. So they're not going to scratch and claw. It's what they like. I'm happy getting $83 million in the first 2 years.
I just want to be clear. Like you were like, hey, Michael Lombardi, you understand the point. Bucky Brooks makes a good point philosophically here that you might get side-eyed in the locker room if you're not really worth the money and you get overpaid as a quarterback. I just don't think that was what happened here. I don't think Daniel Jones just got overpaid.
If they overpay, I don't know, I don't want to pick on any quarterbacks or anything like that, but if they overpay a player.
Yeah, Carson Wentz.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Carson Wentz. Hey, it's like, come on, man. Yeah, y'all really just do that? Mm-hmm. We could have got that same dude for a quarter of what you gave him. Carson Wentz, so to speak. That would be a problem to any player in the locker room at all because they know he's not worth the money. He didn't do anything. He doesn't give you any hope. I don't like his attitude. He walks in. There's like this aura in the air. That's how players look at that.
By the way, Saquon was one of 16 other Giants who joined Daniel Jones in Arizona last week, right?
So what do I always say? You know, we're just screaming and hollering about Aaron Rodgers needs to be with the Jets right now in the offseason. What do I say? Yeah. They can go to Montana. Yeah. They can throw out in Montana at the ranch, or they can decide to go to Florida where the sun is at and throw down
there. These dudes are rich, everybody. They can go wherever they want.
And they're dedicated.
That's why they're in the NFL.
In the offseason, where do they go? Florida, Arizona, California, and Las Vegas, and a handful goes to Texas down in Austin. The league is like that now.
The Commander's going to have new owners soon. Mm-hmm. How quickly do you think, I want to know from you, Keyshawn Johnson, coming up, how quickly can they turn things around in Washington? I'm a Giants fan. Don't be in a hurry, Washington. Take your time. ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. The Commanders, the Washington Commanders, are going to have new owners soon. Sources say Josh Harris has a non-exclusive deal to buy the Commanders. That Dan Snyder, I know for some reason you always have to say owners, Dan and Tanya Snyder, recently that became a thing, have reached a preliminary non-exclusive agreement to sell the storied NFL franchise to a group. By the way, I resent the storied NFL franchise in this copy, and it must be like standard copy that's going around because of storied NFL franchise, whatever. Washington is the fourth most important franchise in their own division. But anyway, to a group led by Josh Harris, who also co-owns teams in the NBA and NHL for a record $6.05 billion, $6.05 billion. Sources told ESPN's Adam Schefter on Thursday the non-exclusive deal is fully financed but not signed. meaning another group could still come in and buy the team. Any deal also has to be submitted and approved by league owners. $6.05 billion tops the previous record sale for a franchise that was set just this last August when a group led by Walmart heir Rob Walton bought the Denver Broncos for $4.65 billion. Dan Snyder paid 800-something million for the franchise, so he's making 7X plus what he paid for the franchise. Commander's going to have new owners soon. And by the way, a lot of it's a real estate deal. D.C. real estate is more expensive than Denver real estate. I don't know how much inflation there really is in the cost of NFL franchises, but it does seem that 6.05 versus 4.65, the teams are getting more and more expensive.
Well, it also, yeah, I mean, I got to think about it, though. TV money is kicking in. I mean, yeah. It's, you know, real estate is a part of it, but it ain't that much.
Not the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It feels like even when you adjust for that, it's going up in the NFL. How quickly do you think the new owners can turn it around, Key?
Well, new owners like to come in and put their own stamp on teams, right, Max? When you think about it, when new owners take over teams, they say, this is what I want to do. I want to change the culture. I want to find great players to get me to a championship so I can win. And if not, then I'm the wrong guy that bought this team. And that's certainly not the way Josh Harris and company are going to operate. They are a group of individuals that have history in professional sports, and they know what it takes to build organizations. Now, the Philadelphia 76ers went through the tank situation, and the NBA is a little different than the NFL. Tanking in the NFL, that's not going to help you win like it is in the NBA, because one guy is not going to change your fortunes on a football team. But there's a certain strategy that you could implement in your structure of your organization and what you want to do. You bring hope. People want to come play for the organization now. They understand that you are a good ownership group, that you're not a bad person that just has a checkbook, and it cleans up all of the dirty stench that's laying around. And it also, you become aggressive. If you think about the owners that took over, the Walmart group that took over in Denver, they fired the head coach after 1 year. They went out and got Sean Payton, and they said, you can have anything and everything that you want because we need to win right now. And this is kind of the same situation Josh Harris and company. They're going to take over the team. I think the team gets signed off on, like, they could sign off on ownership group and sometime in May. What if, Max, think about it this way for a minute. What if there's two quarterbacks that's still available that's out there in the universe? One being Lamar Jackson, the other being Aaron Rodgers. What if they hadn't gotten their stuff taken care of by the time we roll around in May? And the ownership group says, no. We like that. We understand what you're talking about with Sam Howell, but we could turn this thing around with that.
You know, it's such a great point, such an interesting thought. A lot of people looked at Atlanta and thought, you know what? Lamar Jackson would make a lot of sense there because he's like Mike Vick gone right. Not that Mike Vick didn't ball for a while, but by his own admission, he was the last guy in, first guy out, took his youth for granted, made mistakes. By the time he figured it all out, he was already past his prime. Lamar Jackson is like Mike Vick, who already got it figured it all out and in his prime, right, in terms of how to approach his job. So everyone's like, oh, it's like Mike Vick 2.0 in Atlanta. But you know what, Key? There was a dude between Vick and Lamar, RG3, who was supposed to be Mike Vick 2.0, who Washington had, right? Also a terror. As a Giants fan, it's like, you can't do nothing with this guy. Then he got hurt in the playoffs, never the same. But bringing Lamar in to that franchise would be like, well, what if RG3 never got hurt? And then some, right?
But it's also, too, the region and the particular city, for a quarterback that looks like Lamar.
Would be welcoming.
It'd be welcoming with no problem at all. Because some cities, you know, they're not so welcoming.
Salt Lake City is not going to be the same thing as, you know,
San
Francisco,
for example. There's not a football team in Salt Lake City, Max. But he's going to play for the Salt Lake City Flutes.
Talk about ESPN Radio. Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.